2020 history quiz later on in this hour. Actually, maybe a couple of questions that are interesting. Maybe one is more historically relevant than the other, but both kind of fun questions that'll keep your brain in gear. It's Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Heather Bachman is here. Let's see if I can remember everybody's name.
Okay.
Jennifer Horn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Roberta Fasanelli.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
One
and
more.
Michael's at the controls. I don't really want to remember his name.
You don't want to remember?
Nah.
Michael.
Michael.
All right, do we have an affirmation? We have to do better with the affirmations. Although we have affirmations for today. Yeah, I'm going to do better today. That'd be a good affirmation.
That's a great affirmation.
Today will be a better day.
Today I will drink wine like a champion.
Really? That is, there you go.
I'm going wine tasting. It's perfect.
Iron sheets without a wrinkle.
There you go.
Today I will succeed in paying a parking ticket.
There you go.
Whoa.
Mm. All right, so the scandal at the Olympics, boxing problem, and then there's the American team. Jennifer and I had a big argument about this.
We really did. It was probably the biggest argument we've been in a while, I think.
Right.
Ooh.
We congratulate, first of all, the fine gymnastics performance, the U.S. women, very good at that. The Ryan Lochte, Michael Phelps competition, I guess we'd call it, right? Phelps wins that one, but good for America no matter what. Swimming news, Tyler Clary sets an Olympic record in the 200-meter backstroke. The basketball team shatters the scoring record by beating Nigeria 156-73.
Take that, Nigeria.
Okay. So here is this before Heather and
We
spent about 12, 14 minutes back
maybe
and forth
more,
on this.
Yeah.
Maybe more than
really?
That. We spent a lot of time earlier this morning in the Top Topics Hour talking about the Olympics. And this particular matter pretty much occupied most of our time. And so I asked for your consideration at 800-510-8255. You can agree with Jennifer or me.
Call if you agree with me.
Will not hurt my feelings one way or the other. So my contention is that the basketball team, even though they're all professional basketball players, and so the argument is who's in the second string? Are they all as good as the first string or third string? They're all professional
NBA pros.
NBA players. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway.
Wait a minute. I thought you had to be non-pro to be in the Olympics.
Right.
No,
that's
in basketball.
That's kind of weird.
I don't know. Nobody.
Hockey.
I wish I remembered. Somebody ought to call us and refresh our memories as to how this was changed, because we used to not win anything in basketball, and then one year it was decided we could send professional basketball players to play
then
in the Olympics.
And we started winning.
And then we win them all. So, but what brought that about would be my question. Anyway, so Roberta, 156-73, our basketball team beats Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
I said that at some point, there's 83 points here. At some point when you're up around 45, you say to yourself, okay, let's lay off of this. Let's miss a few shots. Let's put in the third or fourth stringer.
Get a few hoops.
Yeah.
Feel good.
Right.
Come on.
Or bring in the Harlem Globetrotters. Whatever.
Right. But
you don't.
Spin a few basketballs on my finger.
Yeah. Right. Have a little fun with it. Instead,
that's a little more insulting, though.
No, it's not. What, to Nigeria?
Oh, my God. Whether you beat me by 10 or beat me by 100, if I feel like you're letting me win or letting me catch up, I'm going to be mad.
I don't think we're letting them win.
That's what you're saying, though.
No,
I'm just saying. Catch up a little.
It doesn't, like, it's not good sportsmanship to beat
the
these
Olympics.
Guys into a bloody pulp. I don't care what it is. The Olympics, more than anything else, ought to be the place where you teach all the young kids that are watching this stuff. What message do young children get? We have so much aggression now in our society, and all you're doing is fostering more of it.
Young children need to know that in life there are winners and there are losers.
Yeah,
and someday it's your day to be a winner, and someday it's your day to be a loser. You
got to
get over it.
No, I'm sorry. No. Sorry.
That's what's wrong. It's like giving a trophy to
what's
everybody on the Little League
we
team.
We are beating. I don't disagree with that. That's nonsense.
Ugh.
I agree with that, but I don't. There's something
play hard
about
or go home
makes me uncomfortable.
I mean, if anything, this fires the Nigerian team to do better next time. This is a fairly new team.
No,
now, what I will, and I said this earlier, the only way I'll jump on the bandwagon a little bit is because I don't think that pro people should be in the Olympics.
Well,
exactly.
Never have
I
been.
Thought that was
All right, but nobody has yet. We've been asked this question for 2 hours. Nobody's come up with the answer yet. Somebody do a little research, will you, Heather?
Yeah.
And find out what happened that made that to take how the rule changed. 800-510-8255. This sort of fun, sad story of the week. This guy from Montana. I think, didn't we have a picture of this up on the website earlier? I think either yesterday or the day before. This guy from Montana takes his girlfriend to Chicago. He wants to propose to her during a Cubs game.
Yeah, so this is the story yesterday I had.
He pays as a message put up on the giant screen, and she goes out to get a beer. She doesn't see it.
I know.
Stop.
And he's sitting there because they knew where he was.
Oh,
they were going to see her response, and so they put the camera on him, and he's sitting by
with an empty seat.
Yeah.
Oh, sad.
I thought that was really sad. 800-510-8255. Okay. Data time. Everybody ready for data? Remember Data from
Star Trek. Mm-hmm.
Data
Next Generation.
From the National... By the way, Roberta, you agree with me. That's why I didn't go to you. I'm figuring you're on my side.
What?
On the beating up on the other team, even if it's Nigeria.
I'm not.
You're not on my side?
Everybody's with me.
I agree with Jen.
Thank you.
Right. Listen to this. The three women are the ones who want to beat up. What happened to being in touch with your feminine side? You guys have got too much masculinity.
But that's cheating.
I apparently.
It is cheating, Doug.
It is not cheating.
Yes, yes. You are purposely letting the other side.
Now, I'm being nice to
points,
them.
You're cheating.
Throwing a game. Yeah.
This
you're
is
throwing
brilliant.
A game.
I
yes,
forgot.
Exactly.
You wouldn't have any sensitivity because you're from New York.
Oh, good Lord.
All right. Anyway, so from the...
You're a lone wolf on this one.
All right, okay, wait a minute. I'm going to, all these people on the phone, let's have at it. All right. Here's Doug. We'll start with you in Ruston, Louisiana. Hi, Doug.
Good morning.
On the Olympics and the basketball game, which side are you on?
I'm on your side on this one.
Hey, see?
What?
I'm on your side on this one. You have to show some class and dignity in these situations.
It's a game.
And,
you want to just sit down?
No, we're not suggesting you sit down.
I used to be a high school principal, and we had this exact same situation where we were playing a team that we were far superior for, and my girls' basketball coach did this exact same thing in that she asked her girls at halftime, look, dribble down, throw the ball around, we're not going to humiliate this other team.
Right.
And I was so proud of her in that situation because she taught those girls a very valuable lesson.
Yeah, and you have...
Okay, now wait a minute. You're a high school principal. So let's say you've got a really good student who does really well on tests, but the person next to them doesn't do so well.
It's not the same thing at all.
So the person who does really well...
It's a ridiculous comparison.
Yes,
it is. It's a ridiculous comparison.
Get some questions wrong so the person next to them doesn't
feel as bad. Sometimes you just stink.
No.
That's not about competition, is it, Doug?
No, it's a completely different situation.
Yeah, it is. You people have got your head in your ears.
Here's the thing. This is the Olympics. This is not high school.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because it's the Olympics. It's like the prime competition. There is nothing bigger than the Olympics. That's number one. Number two, and Michael Fortier, our lovely producer, pointed this out earlier, actually three times the points were done by their second string. So it's not even like they were playing their top rung of players.
All right, Angie's in Tiffin. You saw the game on TV, Angie?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
I thought the men did back off, and they were taking more three-point shots and stuff, but...
Were they making them?
They were.
So how's that backing off? That's 3 points instead of two.
But that's a lot harder shot.
A
lot harder.
If these guys are pros, they are not taking them just to play.
Well, I think they did.
Yeah.
I think they were enjoying the game it kind of looked like Nigeria was to a point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were getting beat, yeah.
Right. All right. So let's try it this way. So Heidelberg versus Tiffin University, and Heidelberg's beating them let's say it's men's basketball, and they're ahead by 45 points. Does the coach at Heidelberg say, let's take it easy on these poor fellas from Tiffin University, or does he say, let's beat them into the ground?
Is it the Olympics?
That's the Olympics in Tiffin.
And
Tiffin, it might as well be the Olympics in Tiffin.
Yeah.
All right, Angie, thank you.
Yep.
800,
like
notice,
Angie.
I've kept Doug on the line because I want to see if anybody...
I like Angie.
Yeah, I know you do. Mark is in Virginia. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, and how about you?
Okay.
What do you say to all of this?
Well, as far as the professional basketball team being allowed to play,
yeah,
I believe it was because communist countries were subsidizing their players
really?
To the point where it was just giving them a huge advantage over our amateur players. So we thought, well, you know, you got to do that.
We thought that, or the International Olympic Committee said it was okay, given that reality.
That's my understanding.
All right, let's find out. Sean, you agree with that?
It's close. So it was actually the Olympic Committee was the one who actually came up with that option. Both
yeah.
the U.S. and the Soviet Union were both against it.
Really?
But it passed, and our decision to send professionals was based on the former caller's information, where we basically said, look, yeah, they're paying their players to play 365 days a year.
Yeah, okay.
We might as well send our
yeah.
professional athletes
right.
to them.
Okay.
So, but one thing, we weren't losing. We actually were winning in most basketball games. Almost every Olympics, we won gold up until, I believe it was the 80s, when our college players were beaten, two Olympics in a row.
88, mm-hmm. yeah. All right,
yeah,
so we have no chance of losing now, though, because our basketball players are the best in the world, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, never lose.
So.
All right, thanks. Let's see, who else have we got here that wants to be heard on this? Rob, you're in accord with these other callers? Is everything hunky-dory?
I can add one little thing. It was the international basketball body, I think it's FIBA or something, and they wanted to promote basketball internationally. It's
yeah.
not that popular, and it exploded
yeah.
after we let the Dream Team come in there.
Got
but
it.
I do have a comment on your let the other team win.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't want the other team to win. I just don't want them to be beaten as badly.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's let off when you're really ahead. You
yeah.
know, that permeated into war, and we had we didn't want to hurt the poor Iraqis too bad in the first Gulf War when they were on that road, and we were tearing them up, and the international community saw us winning too bad.
Mm.
And then what happened? A few years later, you got to go back again.
I don't know if you can put the two together.
Did any other country get in trouble for winning too poor badly, by the way, or is it just America?
Oh, I think you could apply it. I would apply the same thing.
Israel's the same way.
Yeah. Israel gets in trouble too?
Well, you're talking about the Olympics, or you're talking about in war?
Just in life. Does anybody else get held to the power?
Israel always gets pounded for beating up on the Palestinians when it's really the Palestinians' fault that it is what it is. But, yeah, that's a whole horse of a different color. Bob, Rob, thanks for that. Bob's in El Paso. What's up with you? Where are you coming on this?
I think the whole point of the Olympics is to go there and do the best you can and inspire the whole world to do the best
they can.
Yep. Yeah.
This is not Tiffin against Oklahoma Swamp, where they're inspiring very little people. You are supposed to go there.
That was Heidelberg, sir, not Oklahoma Swamp.
Absolutely.
Janet.
That's what I'm getting at.
Okay,
absolutely
calm
right.
down, will you,
ding,
please?
Ding, 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 ding.
Janet in Hertford, North Carolina. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. What happened in the badminton match?
The badminton match went out and deliberately did not play their best and got disqualified. Four teams of them got disqualified.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to fix their ranking, basically.
They wanted it easier at the finals, yeah. All right,
and
so this is
the basketball team would not go out and do their best. They could be accused of the same thing.
That's right.
Really? Okay, I suppose. Yeah, I can hear that.
Exactly. That's what I said.
It's not
before.
Cheating.
It's cheating. Yes,
it isn't cheating at all.
Cheating.
You're so full of old shoes. All right, Janet, but you're probably on the. I think you're
a liberal here.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Roberta and I are agreeing about something.
Oh, write that down.
Mark it down.
The walls are probably going to come tumbling down here. It's 20.
Gorbachev.
One best.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com. or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Right. I've heard this song from him 100 million times and it still sounds good, right? Birthdays.
Oh, yeah. San
Francisco. Anthony Benedetto was born on this date in 1926. This guy's still on the road, still looks good, more importantly, still sounds wonderful at 86 years of age.
Wow.
I mean, got a Grammy. Oh, yeah. Listen, yeah.
The Beach Boys are a disaster, if you've heard them on this tour.
I have not heard the two. I want to go see him anyway.
But Tony Bennett is just incredible.
Grammy Award. Yeah. He's, let's see, he got a Grammy a couple of times for this song, 1962 and then again in 1994. But who can forget I Want to Be Around? Who Can I Turn To? The Shadow of Your Smile, Because of You, Rags to Riches, Stranger in Paradise, In the Middle of an Island, The Good Life, on and on and on.
He's like Betty White. They're both still relevant.
Yeah. Mm. I wonder if they would, you know, do a little...
That'd be interesting. Let's try and hook them up.
I love Betty White.
Yeah. Me too.
A randy old lady. Just
and she is very, yeah, she's extraordinarily randy, from what I understand, yes. All right, here we go. Next person on the list is Ramon Estevez. And he told me when we had him on the program a month or so ago, we were talking about his name and the kids, one of his kids has his family name, the other kid has his stage name. Why are we not listening to... Oh, you don't know who Ramon Estevez is. No, that's where Michael's from. He doesn't know who Ramon Estevez is. Ramon Estevez changed his name, and he told us the story. Remember, Jennifer, why he changed the name to Martin Sheen? There was
I don't know if I was here.
Where are they?
Might have been absent that day.
Yeah, all right. He was involved in something. I forget what it was. A family dispute and... And he was looking around because he didn't want to use his name because he thought people would be prejudiced against him. He's half Irish and half Mexican. And so he took...
How did that happen?
Well, I don't know, but he liked Bishop Fulton J. Sheen, and that's where the Sheen came from.
That's
He's very
Mexish,
religious. What's that?
That's Mexish.
Mexish.
Mexish?
Mexican and Irish.
And then the Martin...
That's beans and potatoes.
Martin, Luther King. He liked,
really?
Yeah, that's how he changed his name. Martin Sheen. There is how that came about. I just had to remember the story. So he's 72 today, born this date in 1940, the West Wing theme. But how many, he'd been a lot of war movies. Apocalypse Now, I think, was his first really serious one. But he's been in tons of great movies and television shows. And now Jennifer tells us he's going to be in the new show, Anger Management, playing Charlie Sheen's father.
The hardest role he's ever had
show.
To play.
Right.
And, you know, Emilio is making wine now.
How is he?
I think I've told you that before. Yeah. Awesome. Really good wine. Yeah, and his girlfriend are making wine.
So cool.
Good.
All right, B.B. Dickerson, bass player for War. Morris is his first name, actually. Born in state 1949, so he's 63 today. Martha Stewart, born in state 1941. She gets a bad rap.
Yeah, I really really like Martha. Anybody that can make paper out of, you know, in her backyard.
She's 71 today. Happy birthday to Jay North, who was Dennis the Menace.
Oh, wow. How old is he?
He's 61. Wow. Imagine that. Wowie, wowie. This is a, that'll put, his real name is Jay Hopper. I was in Zebra in the Kitchen. He did a lot of silly stuff like that. It was typecast after Dennis the Menace. Here's John McGinley, Dr. Perry Cox on Scrubs. Anybody know who this guy is? He was in The Rock.
Oh, I kind of noticed. He had the curly-ish red hair.
No, but I know who he is. You'd know him if you saw him. That's basically as close as I can get to helping you out there, Jennifer. Lee Rocker is the bass player with the Stray Cats, 51 today. James Hetfield with Metallica, 49. Ed Roland from Collective Soul, also 49 today. So happy birthday to everybody who's working on a cool birthday today, 28 after the hour.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Change past the hour. Dex Stephens Good Day program. This is August 3rd. Roberta Fasanelli, Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, all here on your side at the ready. You can ask us anything. We'll come up with an answer. May not be the right answer, but it'll be a snappy, good.
Maybe a big lie, but you will come up with something.
All right, so here, speaking of questions, you ready?
Ready.
800-510-8255. Jennifer's going to update our social media in a second after I ask the 20. I'm a little late with these, but see if you can figure them out. We'll give you two separate opportunities to win a swell prize here on Good Day. Question number one. Ready?
Ready.
I think so, yes.
Ready.
Number one.
Okay.
Number one.
Christopher Columbus. That he was, set sail today on the Santa Maria, August 3rd, 1492.
Okay.
Had two other ships, the Nina and the Pinta. They left Spain a half hour before sunrise to begin to search for water passage to what area? There's an airline named for the area to which they were supposedly going. They didn't quite make it. 800-510-8255.
Is that right?
Nope. What?
We're going to the Strait of Air Canada.
Yeah. All right. So Christopher Columbus starts heading for points west, so he thinks. He does head in a westerly direction. Where does he think he's going? 800-510-8255. And the hint is there is an airline named after the island that he was headed for. 800-5 or the area. It has a lot of islands in it, but it's basically referred to as an area. And this is an old, old historical name. And in fact, still being used today to refer to this area, at least in terms of the airline, is kind of interesting. 800-510-8255. Right, that's question number one. Ready for question number two?
Ready.
Tell me if I'm going too quickly. Charlotte, are you up with this or not? All right, here we go. On this date in 1954, a record divorce settlement for the time was awarded to the wife of this prominent American industrialist and banker. The name is still very prominent today. What family are we talking about? 800-510-8255. This guy was caught doing the horizontal mambo with somebody who was about half his age, as I recall the story.
Oh, there's something new.
Well, but this is 1954.
You don't think they did it then, too?
Of course they did, but nobody talked about it.
Okay.
There's a difference. Everybody talks about it today.
Right.
But nobody talked about it then. So the record divorce, this woman said, I'm going to get you for everything I can get. And she did. She got biggest divorce settlement to that point in time in the history of the country. So this family name involved in this divorce is what? 800-510-8255. All right? Shall we give everybody a chance to chew on this? We have two different questions. Don't have to answer them both. Both significant to the day. We'll give you three more minutes because then the time for the 2020 news quiz would be up. First question has to do with where Christopher Columbus thought he was going. And the second question has to do with the name of the family from which this divorce settlement was decreed. 800, this is 1954. 800-510-8255. All right. Stats are out. Job... what did you say, Michael? It was 8.3%. I think I just saw that somewhere. All right, so it's back up. That won't do the current administration much good. But it's only August, for God's sakes. People think that it's over. Do you know we've been droning on about this? Do you know how long this is? We've been droning on about this stuff for 2 years before the presidential election. 2 years. Most other countries that have a brain have a 2-3 month process, and it's over. And we have gone
to look
on.
To.
Yeah. The revolution. All right. Data from the National Vital Statistics System. This is actually good news. Everybody ready? A little good news. Life expectancy. If you are born today, August 3rd, 2012, you will live 78.7 years.
Woohoo.
All right. In 2010. The age was 74.6
years. Wow, that's a big jump.
So it's gone up. Ask me if people are living better. They're just living longer. That doesn't mean necessarily they're living
exactly.
better.
Exactly, it's their quality.
It is. It's the machines.
So in other words, half live less than that and half live more than that.
That's correct. That's a very good way of looking at it.
But if they're thinking about the half that live less than that.
Half. Well, look at Edgar. He was 65. Tony was 65. Meredith's brother in Salt Lake City is dying of pancreatic cancer. He's 57.
Wow.
The guy's been an extreme athlete all his life, and he gets pancreatic cancer. Goes from being a supreme, really good athlete to skin and bones. Loses 40 pounds in a month. And his heart is so strong that the doctor said he would have been dead a week ago if it wasn't for his strong heart. It's all that's keeping him going. Got nothing else working. His systems all don't work.
Wow.
But his heart is so strong, he's still at it. But he's 57.
Wow.
I mean, think about that. So for as many times we see people, my father lived to be 91. That's not extraordinary in this day and age.
No.
At all.
Not at all.
And so it makes, for people that I know, it makes me sad to think that Tony, who was a great mother and would have been a great grandmother, couldn't hang around. Edgar, the same.
Mm.
Never mind our great friend on the farm. But he had three grandchildren that he loved, and his children would have more. And so you think about it. What are the odds? What's the draw? How's that stuff all work? But at any rate, that's the difference. And I suppose, again, you could argue and debate whether life expectancy means that you're going to have a good life. It just means that your heart keeps beating long enough.
Well, maybe you just make the conscious effort to try and do what you can to make it a good body to stay in.
Let us hope that that's the case. All right, let's see here. We got a lot of people who are working on the first question. I don't know about the second question, but let's take care of the first question first. 800-510-8255. A lot of action from Lynchburg today. Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
Good morning. Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. Nice to hear from you. So, where do you think Christopher Columbus was going?
Well, honestly, the first thing that came to my mind, and I really have no clue if this is an airline or not, but the West Indies.
There actually is a West Indies airline, but that's not what I was thinking about. Okay. It's a smaller airline. No, this is a big airline, and they travel all over the world. You're in sort of the right area, but the more specific term used for this area at the time was not the West Indies. That's the term we use for it, not the term they use for it. Okay?
All right. Well,
thanks
you have a wonderful
call.
Day.
And you as well. Thanks very much for the call. All right. So Sue's saying the same thing. Here's Crystal. Hi, Crystal. Welcome to Good Day. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning. How are you?
That's well. I'm very well. Thank you for asking. So where do you think Christopher Columbus said he was going to try to, he was going to try to get there?
It's really a shot in the dark, but the transatlantic just popped into my head, and I thought I'd try.
Transatlantic is a good name for an airline.
Yeah,
that is. Right. Except he thought there were no names for oceans at the time. Remember, the Pacific hadn't been discovered, and I don't believe they referred to the Atlantic yet as the Atlantic. I don't try to remember back to my history and whether the oceans had been declared yet. I'll have Heather check that for me, but I think that was the that's the case, Crystal.
But, fair enough.
All right, good to speak with you. Thank you. 800-510-8255. All right, here's Linda in Hurt, Virginia. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Very nice. Hello. That's much better than saying hello. You know, how many people say, they pick up, hello. What does that mean? What is it, low?
You
low?
I don't know.
How about hi? Hi, when people say hello to me, I say, hi.
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 Yeah, it's only 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, come on, let's go. It's 8:43, in fact.
Oh, okay.
All right, so where was Columbus going?
Gibraltar. Straight to Gibraltar.
No, well, he had to get through the... Actually, no, I think he started the... I think he was... Now, that's a good question. Whether he started... He took off from Spain. And I believe he was on the other side of the Gibraltar Straits when he took off. But I don't know that for sure. Now that you ask or bring it up. See, a lot of people think he took off from Italy because he was Italian.
Yeah.
But he got his money from the Queen of Spain, Isabella, and that's where they took off from.
Well, I might be confused with his brother. Maybe that was his brother that went to the Straits of Gibraltar.
Fred Columbus.
Yeah.
You may be right about that one. Yeah, I think you may be right on that one. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Earl's in Clarkston, Washington. Hi, Earl.
Hi.
Where do you think he was going?
He was looking for the Orient.
He was looking for the Orient, but what did they didn't call it the Orient then? They called it something else. Began the word that I'm looking for begins with a C. And that it was the reference to the Orient at that time. Anybody know?
Nope.
All right. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Dave's up in Anchorage. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
All right, thank you. Where is Columbus going?
Honduras.
Honduras. No, that's where he ended up, but that wasn't where he was going. Honduras is in the West Indies. He didn't know he was going there. He didn't know from nothing. He called them the West Indies because he thought he had hit this area that I'm talking about, which some refer to as India, but it was a greater. He was looking for the greater. India is part of this area that I'm talking about. There's a name that is used to refer to that large area that includes India, China, the areas of Asia. We now call them Asia, but that's not what they were called then. All right?
All right, thank you.
Yep, thanks. Here's Gary in Louisiana. Hi, Gary. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Well, thank you. So what area do you think it was?
Well, they refer to it as the Spice Islands, but that they were really looking for. But I think the word you're looking for is cafe.
That is correct.
Ancient name for China. Yeah.
Yes, Cathay was the old name for China and that region that we now refer to as Asia. And the airline I was referring to is Cathay Pacific, which flies from many of the areas in the Asian, they call it the Pacific Rim, to America and to actually the Americas, if you will, and also to Europe. So they pretty much go around the world. But Cathay is the correct reference. Do you remember that from school, or how did you happen to bring that up in your mind?
I couldn't tell you.
Just there, right? Just
a little bit of knowledge.
Yeah, that's okay. That's good. Nothing wrong with that.
Watching Marco Polo the movie, I guess.
Good for you, sir. All right, hold on a second. We'll give you a swell prize. Here is Barry, who wants to see if he can figure out what the name of the family is that was involved in this divorce settlement. 1954 is the year. Barry, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, and you?
Very good.
What do you think the family name is?
I think it's Lewis.
No. What Lewis family are you thinking of?
I was thinking Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, no. Heavens, this is... Well, 1954. I think this was... No, this was before Jerry Lee Lewis's first divorce.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I think his first divorce would have been 1958, 59.
Interesting guess, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good guess. 800-510-8255. All right, we got to pause here for a moment. But the question remains. I'll give you the answer, but I don't want to. You still have a moment. I'll give you a little stretch time here. This record divorce settlement took place this date, 1954. The family, extraordinarily well-known then and extraordinarily well-known now. They had a lot of money then. They have a lot of money now. This guy had to pay his wife $5.5 million, biggest divorce settlement ever in the history of the country to that point. All right? It was not half of his worth or half the family worth, but it was still a lot of dough. So what was, in that circumstance, family name helps. Do I, if I give you the first name, does that, is that make it too easy? What do you think? How about the how about the first initial of the first name of the man who got the divorce? It was W. And we're not talking about the Bush family. It was W. His first name began with a W. So if you figure out what the last name was, you can maybe figure it out. I'll give you a little more help. 800-510-8255 at 13.5 before the hour on Good Day.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-260-5460. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-260-5460. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
800-510-8255, dougstefan.com. Donald in Santa Maria, what's the name of the family we're talking about?
I can only think of William Randolph Hearst.
That's actually a pretty good guess. Hearst family was around and powerful then. Not as rich and famous, however, as the actual family that I'm talking about. But a good guess, Donald. You show some thinking there. We're looking for the name of the family involved in this record divorce settlement in 1954. Here's Pauline listening to WMEL. Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Doug.
Hi.
I take you for my morning walk every morning.
You're great company. I want you to know how much I enjoy walking with you.
And I'm sorry he tinkles on the trees.
The name Rockefeller.
Rockefeller is the correct answer. Winthrop Rockefeller paid his wife Barbara Bobo.
Barbara Bobo?
$5.5 million. Her married name was Barbara B. Rockefeller. Her single name was Barbara Bobo.
She was no Bobo.
She was no Bobo. You got
no
it.
No Dodo Bobo.
Thank you. Bobo. No Bobo. She got... now, I'm not going to give you $5.5 million, but we'll give you something swell, Pauline. All right, hold on a minute. 51 after on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Seeger from the movie Beverly Hills Cop 2, Shakedown, in the song, the movie, both of them number one during this week in 1987. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Didn't we talk about a new Beverly Hills Cop in the making, Beverly Hills Cop 4 it would be, right?
It would be 4. They've talked about it for the last 2 years. I don't know. I might guess this is not going to happen, but...
Yeah, but what do you know?
What do I know? But nice. my strong guess. Well, I know a lot, but my
do, Chucker.
Eddie Murray Murphy is all about the big payday. He'll do any movie. He'll show up, give me a check, and I'm there. He's proven that over and over and over again. So why wouldn't he show up? Why wouldn't he help create an instant magic, at least $20 million payday for himself?
Good question.
I mean, if you look at it, that's the deal. It's a $20 million payday.
You know, I think it really comes down to the studio. They really want to spend $100 million. They have to feel that there's an audience, a big enough audience, to spend, you know, $100 million to produce a fourth installment in this franchise.
I think there's a big enough. I think you'd that they'd make it back the first weekend.
Yeah, I remember vividly, you know, sitting in a theater in '84 watching the original, and it's one of the great participation films of all time.
Great fun
film. It was terrific.
Great fun movie. Yeah, absolutely.
The sequel was all right. The third one I thought was not very good, though.
Yeah, really. Yeah, the one that was in the money room with John.
The one that took place in the amusement park.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Third one.
Yeah, that was stupid.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either. But first two were really very good. All right, so we agree on that, Chucker. Thank you. 55 past the hour now. Time for us with 4 clues to see if somebody can figure out what this movie is all about. I'll give you the year. 1973. This movie was the biggest movie of the year. Year again, 1973. Here are the 4 clues. Butterfly, Devil's Island, Escape, Dustin Hoffman. Got it, Chucker?
I remember my parents taking me to see it.
Yep. 800 was really, it's kind of a scary.
You know, by the way, I'm hosting a revival of the 1971 movie, The Omega Man, with Charlton Heston this weekend.
Really?
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
I mean, all those people would like to go, head now. All roads lead to Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, for this big time flick. All right? Got it? Tucker has the, alright, so let me repeat the clues one more time, and then Tucker's going to tell us what's coming to the box office this weekend. Giving you four words or clues, you identify the movie at 800-510-8255. And what's cool about this is this is a very visual movie. So if you saw it, you will remember it. There will be no question. This is not a forgettable movie. Alright, 1973 is the year. The clues are Butterfly, Devil's Island, Escape, and Dustin Hoffman. What's the name of that movie? 800-510-8255. If you haven't won before in Movie Moments, you know what the name is. Get in here into the queue. First person with the right answer gets the prize. It's that simple. Chucker, what's coming out this weekend that's good?
Well, speaking of reliving the past, 22 years ago, I sat in a theater and watched Arnold Schwarzenegger's Total Recall, which I thought was one of his very best and entertaining movies, and it's been remade in the hits theaters today. Colin Farrell, Jessica Biel, and Kate Beckinsale star. It's directed by Les Weissman, who did those Underworld movies. He also directed the last Die Hard, Live for It, Die Hard, a movie that I did like. Reviews here are mostly negative. I'm going to go see it this afternoon.
All right, so what's the storyline? I've forgotten. What's the storyline of this movie?
It's based on a short science fiction novel by Philip K. Dick, about a guy who may or may not have his memories implanted.
Really?
The Schwarzenegger version, directed by Paul Verhoeven, was violent. It was rated R. This one's rated PG-13. But I think the original was very entertaining, and Schwarzenegger was at his most likable. So we'll see how this one does. I think it'll have a decent opening weekend and do a quick fade. Some other bit of movie news. Speaking of Arnold, with the Expendables 2 hitting theaters in 2 weeks, he's currently filming a movie titled The Last Stand, playing an aging border sheriff.
Yeah, I've heard that story.
Drug lord on the U.S.-Mexican border.
Yeah, I've heard that that's an interesting
take. And I just want to point out for people, I don't know if you've been watching it, TNT's reboot of Dallas with Larry Hagman and Patrick Duffy.
No.
I'm surprised. I think it's very, very good.
I know you said that before.
I think it's terrific, actually. Yeah. I'm surprised how good it is.
All right. Let's see here. Kelly out in Roseburg, Oregon. What's the name of that movie?
It's Steve McQueen and Papillon.
Steve McQueen, Dustin Hoffman, Papillon.
Good
about
job.
An escape. Yeah, it's a very good movie. Excellent job, Kelly. Thank you. Hold on a second, and Michael will take care of you. 59 after, Chucker. Talk to you Monday.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.